Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Biblical principles for political engagement. Do Christians have a moral or biblical obligation to participate in government? Is there a distinctively Christian way to engage in the political process? Do Christians have a duty to vote? And if so, what principles should inform them while casting their ballot? How should pastors think about politics? And how can they shepherd their congregations well during the election season? These are important questions to ask. Christians in every generation have debated these questions. Over the years, several models and suggestions for Christian political and cultural engagement have been proposed. While these proposals differ in a few particulars, they all share the common goal of helping Christians apply biblical principles to the moral issues that shape and influence the world around us. Did you know that in 1947, theologian Carl Henry warned his post-war contemporaries that historic Christianity risked losing cultural influence because of the church's hesitancy to apply the gospel to pressing world problems? As a result, evangelicals were becoming increasingly inarticulate about social relevance of the gospel. That is important that we recognize that in today's culture, you and I, our churches must be engaged in the process of who we elect as leaders. That is why Nebraska Family Alliance partnered with Family Resource Council and produced a booklet called Biblical Principles for Political Engagement, Worldview, Issues, and Voting. I encourage you to request your copy by calling 1-888-777-5188 or visiting us at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and using the contact form. For a donation of $5, we will mail you the Biblical Principles for Political Engagement.